Hey everyone, Brooklyn Bustin here and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Tiny's tools for today's challenges. Ever feel like life just throws a curveball at you when you least expect it? You know that feeling one minute you're cruising along, the next, bam. A sudden change, an unexpected obstacle, and suddenly you're scrambling to keep up. Well, my friends, guess what? That's life. But here's the good news. Stoicism isn't about avoiding those curveballs, it's about how we respond to them. It's about cultivating that inner strength, that resilience, that allows us to not just survive, but thrive, even when things get tough. And trust me, building inner strength is like leveling up your character in a video game. The more you practice, the stronger you become. Today, we're diving deep into some practical Stoic strategies to help you cultivate that unshakable core and face whatever life throws your way with confidence and grace. Firstly, let's talk about acceptance. I know, it sounds kinda basic, right? But hear me out. True acceptance isn't about being passive or giving up, it's about acknowledging what is, without getting swept away by our emotions. Think of it like this. You can choose to fight the current, or you can learn to ride the waves. Stoicism teaches us to go with the flow, to accept the things we can't control, and focus our energy on what we can. Next up is the power of perspective. Have you ever noticed how a situation can feel drastically different depending on how you look at it? Stoicism encourages us to zoom out to see the bigger picture and remember that most of our worries are temporary blips on the radar of our lives. Think about those times when you felt stressed or overwhelmed, only to realize later how insignificant it really was. Now, let's talk action. Stoicism isn't just about sitting around thinking about things, it's about taking proactive steps towards what matters. This means setting goals, making plans, and showing up every day, even when you don't feel like it. Remember that little voice inside saying, "I can do this"? That's your inner Stoic strength kicking in. Speaking of inner strength, let me tell you about the importance of self-discipline. This isn't about being rigid or depriving yourself, it's about cultivating healthy habits and routines that support your well-being. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't expect to win without consistent practice and dedication, right? Finally, let's not forget the power of gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but Stoicism reminds us to appreciate the good things in our lives. Take a moment each day to acknowledge those little blessings, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny sky, a kind word from a stranger. These small moments of joy can make a world of difference. Let me share a quick story that illustrates these principles perfectly. Remember that friend who always seems to bounce back no matter what life throws their way? They are probably a master at cultivating inner strength. They accept setbacks gracefully, find the silver lining in every cloud, take consistent action towards their goals, and practice self-discipline with grace. They also appreciate the good things, big and small. So, how can you apply these Stoic principles to your own life? Start by identifying one area where you want to cultivate more inner strength. Maybe it's learning to manage stress better, setting clear boundaries, or simply being more present in the moment. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on your progress and celebrate your wins no matter how small they seem. Remember, building inner strength is a journey, not a destination. It's about showing up every day with intention and resilience. So keep practicing, keep learning, and keep growing. And that's it for today's episode of Modern Stoicism. Tiny's tools for today's challenges. I hope you found these insights helpful and inspiring. Remember, you've got this. Now go out there and make the world a little bit better, one mindful step at a time. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic love. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.